How you doing? Y'all go ahead. Fire away. I'm ready to roll. How's it going? Future of the running back position. Well, Ronnie's free, right? I've got all of my ducks in a row here. But both those guys did a good job, really good job for us. Jawan had some injuries for us. I think he's got a bright future. We've got a young man on our practice squad, Capri Bibbs, who I think fits what we want to do. So, you know, we've got four good young players, and hopefully Ronnie's still part of that, and we'll go from there. But I think we got better as the season went along. Keeping CJ healthy, I think, is the key moving forward. Oh, yeah. Brian Callahan. First off, very happy for him. He did a tremendous job for us. You know, he had been there, I think, 5 years before I came in and obviously with us this past year. But I think Brian's got a bright future, being able to, you know, go to Detroit, work with some familiar people from that standpoint, and obviously work with a great quarterback. So he's got a bright future. His dad did a great job with him. He's a great kid, works really hard, very bright. One more time. Oh, my sense on Peyton. I think the bottom line is we made a decision how we're going to go about it. And once again, it's about him taking his time, you know, to work through things, think through things. There's no hurry here. Want him to enjoy what just took place, and then we'll go from there. So nothing has changed from that standpoint. That plan continues to be in place. I think he and John have had some conversations. I had a brief one with him yesterday. We will be talking probably today, but I know this week. But we want him to take his time, and we'll work from there. Nothing's changed. No, I wouldn't say that. No, I wouldn't. You know, I think it's, you know, free agency, all those things leading up. You know, there's obviously time frames in our business, but I think we kind of went through this last year, and we're going to stick to it exactly how we did it last year. Brock, I think he has a bright future, obviously. You know, he's did a heck of a job for us, started, what, 7 games for us, played against some really good people in some tough situations, played very well. But I think he has a bright future. Obviously, we think the world of him and want to be a part of our football team. We got a lot of guys that are free like that, you know. But he's been really special with the job he's done this year, and I think he's grown a great deal. As far as being hard to evaluate guys coming out of college and what they do, a lot of it's projecting guys going under center. I know that sounds simple, but that is a little bit more of a conversion than you would think. So I think you're looking at those type of things. You know, I think studying guys sometimes that play in the gun the whole time, trying to project them and what you do and the making the conversion, how quick they can make it, and how, you know, those. It might be a little harder as a coach to make that decision as compared to watching a guy do the type of things you do for 3 or 4 years in college. So I think that makes it – that's probably the tough part. But, I mean, you're looking for the ability to do things more than anything. And it's your job as a coach once you get that to fit them, you know, to their type of system or what they do best, but obviously what your team does best. Offensive line a priority for us? We went through a great deal, you know, a lot of tough times this year. You guys know that. Worked on tackles 4 and 5 through most of the year, I think, with the situation we went through and had to move some guys around. Evan and Lou were beat up a great deal of time. I would think of it this way. First of all, I think we're young, and so that I like our future from that standpoint. At the same time, we feel like we definitely have to improve. So does that make it a high priority? I don't know. I mean, we're going to prepare for this draft at every position, just like we do each and every year. But obviously it's a position that we feel like we need to improve upon offensively. Oh, it's very important. You know, you can't sit here as a coach and, you know, that's John's business, dealing with the free agents, you know, taking care of all those things or trying to, you know, keep those things in place. But as a coach, our job is to go out and evaluate, which is what we've been doing the past couple of weeks, trying to evaluate real quickly. Our season's very long. Try to suggest to John, we think we can get better. Now we got to go evaluate these young men and come back with a good idea of, you know, what they can do and how they can help our football team. So I think every draft's big, and obviously this one will be very important to us.
Repeated a Super Bowl champ before with the Broncos. These days, it seems like it's tougher to do. What are some of the now?
I don't know. We're fixing to find out. Probably that's the biggest thing. You know, I mean, this league is just so good. There's such a fine line between winning and losing, and You know, I mean, like, you know that as well as anybody following us the last 5 or 6 weeks of the season, the type of games we ran, the close football games, how we found a way to get it done each and every week. I think that's what's so difficult, because you go right back to work. Everybody's getting a little bit better. Your schedule gets tougher, all those things. I think our division is becoming a really, really difficult division. I think it's going to be really tough. I was just talking to one of the coaches in the hall as I was coming in, but I just think it's the National Football League. You know, everybody's getting better. That's why we're here today for this week, to get better as a football team, or each organization to get better and go compete again. It is more difficult, I think, because of the type of things they're doing. Especially watch them in the run game. When they're in the spread game, it's a little bit different type of a run game as far as watching a guy come off the ball and power-type football and those type of things. So a little bit more, I think, evaluating their football knowledge. You know, my history with guys, like we had a guy like Max last year that came to play for us from Florida. Through this combine, through our time with Max, we knew talking football to him that he could make a quick transition. So I think that's really important, their football knowledge and how quick they can help you at our level. Oh, I see what you're saying. I think what you see in our league is if you have a staple, a left tackle, you know, a Pro Bowl player, you can help the other player a lot in certain situations and stuff. If you're not in that predicament, it's hard to help two guys, and especially with great pass rushers and defensive coordinators that move people around, that makes it more difficult. But obviously, tackle is a very extremely important position. You know, we played with a young one in Michael Schofield this year for, I think, 13 weeks, and then Ryan Harris, who we picked up midway through the season. So they battled for us, did a good job, but I think it's always, if you're going to throw the football and protect your quarterback, it's a very important position. Update on Ty. He's doing very good. The expectations are for Ty to be there when we go to OTAs. Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely. Yeah. He has a bright future. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I handle my team different, I would say that, than maybe I did in the past in Houston. I watch John do it, you know, how he handled his football team, watch Ozzy, how Ozzy went about things. So I took a lot of things with me, you know. I really felt like I learned a lot. And, you know, I think any time as a coach you're trying to grow and just handling some personalities, handling some people, trying to do a little bit better job with that maybe than you felt like you did in the past. So, but I was just very impressed with how John handled his team on a day-to-day basis. I think he made a lot of progress this year, especially the last 8 weeks of the season. I think Cody's got starter ability in this league, and that's what you're looking for. He's playing behind two really good players. He's become an excellent special teams player, which was a difference for our football team. He might have been as good a special teams player, he and Kayvon, as we had probably the last 8 weeks of the season. So I think Cody's a confident young man, and I think you're going to see him continue to grow. Well, I would answer that. That question is easy for me to answer because this year we went through, you know, a lot of the same type of stuff. I think as a coach you have to adjust. I mean, offensively we went through about three different offensive football teams, you know, throughout the course of our season. We had a veteran, one of the greatest players this league's ever seen, and then we had a young player for 7 weeks. So you have to adjust and as coaches and do what's best for your football team in this league and find a way to be, you know, to have a chance to be successful each week. Yeah, I mean, I can't answer that. I mean, he's obviously a very talented young man, and guys keep battling and keep working. They find a way to make it work in this league, and I'm sure he will too.
Coach, I know you had some interest in Tyrod Taylor last offseason. I know you probably looked at it only from afar and didn't have much chance. But just your thoughts on what Tyrod was able to do, you know, just with your familiarity.
Yeah, obviously, I was with Tyrod in Baltimore, but think a great deal of him. Great to see him get an opportunity there in Buffalo and play extremely well. But he's a talented young man. He works really hard at what he does. He's a great example. of a young player kind of coming up the way they used to back in the day, getting a lot of experience playing behind a really good player and then getting an opportunity. So obviously did a really good job. He's a fine young man. Their offense? No, I wouldn't say that. I think I've answered that question the same since the game. I just think we stayed true to what we did. You know, I mean, we didn't change a lot. We didn't go and, you know, try to do something different than what we were. We felt like we were throughout the course of the season. I mean, I think Wade's scheme is very simple, but he gets guys in the right position and turns them loose and lets them play. I think the effort that we played with was a difference. You know, I think we played extremely hard. We knew we were going to have to chase the ball and chase him around the majority of the day, and I just thought we did a really good job with that.
Gary, last year, I believe you were one of the coaches that came out against expanding replay coaches' challenges for oldest year to play.
I don't know how I voted, I'll be honest with you. I don't remember. As far as expanding the replay, you know, I just whatever gets it right, whatever we can do to you know get as close to being exactly right on game day, I think everybody wants without slowing the game down, without slowing the pace of the game down, and having big delays, but trying to get things right. I think we're all in favor of that.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you very much.